Welcome back to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, fervent cry of vengeance. Let's read those verses. Chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren would be killed as they were, was completed. You know, why does God allow evil? Well, it's to fulfill His purposes. Just trust His timing. He allows things to fulfill His purposes, and we need to be patient and trust His timing. Because very often, God's timing is not our timing. Martyrs. The scene shifts from earth back to heaven. And we need to consider a couple of points from this text. First of all, these are not martyrs from the church age, but those slain during the tribulation period. Verse 9, the second part of it, for the testimony which they held. They are under the altar as a result of God's judgment. They are redeemed by Jesus' sacrifice. How do we know? Well, a white robe was given to each of them. On the issue of who these martyrs are, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 down to about verse 18. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, who can be saved during the tribulation? Only those who never heard the gospel message. Again, in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Let's look at those first 12 verses. Now, brethren, who can be saved during the tribulation? Only those who never heard the gospel message. Verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be deceived. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The church is raptured out of the world, and with it, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Look at verse 7 again. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit indwells the believers, the church of Jesus Christ. When the church is raptured from the earth, the Holy Spirit, the restrainer, will be removed with them. So the church is raptured out of the world, and with it the indwelling Holy Spirit. And then those who heard the gospel message before the rapture and rejected it receive a delusion from God. Verses 11 and 12. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may be condemned who did not believe this truth. Listen. The opportunity to be saved will only be for those who never heard the message of good news in Jesus Christ. If a person hears the good news of Jesus Christ and rejects it, they won't have another chance. Will the testimony to Christ be the same as now? No, you see, the age of grace will be past. Remember the timeline of Israel, the first in these 70 weeks, these 490 years, the first 483 happened from the decree by Cyrus to rebuild up to when Jesus arrived and he was crucified. And then the Holy Spirit came and the church began. And these 2,000 years and counting have interrupted the 69 years, the 69 weeks, or 483 years from the 70th week, those last 7 years. That's all one timeline as far as Israel's concerned. It's 490 years. It's 70 weeks. But the church is interrupted right in the middle of that. And the testimony of the church is grace. It's the age of grace. That age of grace will be gone, completed with the rapture of the church. The age of grace will be removed, and the 69 weeks and the 70th week will come together. The message returns to Israel's timeline. The testimony of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returning to set up a literal rule on earth. That's what Israel is waiting for the Messiah to come, to set up his rule. And once the church is removed, it will return to that timeline, waiting for the Messiah, expecting the Messiah. And second, these martyrs have a different cry. Listen, these martyrs have a different cry than martyrs of grace. Hear what Jesus said in Luke 23, in verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Hear Stephen in Acts chapter 7, in verse 60. Lord, do not charge to them this sin. Now look again at our passage in Revelation 6, in verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? That's not forgiveness, as Jesus demonstrated and Stephen demonstrated, but a cry of vengeance. This is a time of judgment. Psalm 94, verses 1 through 3. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth, rise up, O Judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? See, law was the principle of the Old Testament. Grace is the principle of our present age. Grace calls for forgiveness of enemies, but law requires judgment. The age of grace is finished. The unbridled evil of man will result in the martyr of those who believe the message of Jesus, crying for God's judgment on those who do the act. You have a great day.